My view is, in fact, the call is unfair because there is a public concern about the election management body. The director of the elections of the National Electoral Committee, he once vied for the parliamentary seat in Butiama, Mara. So he's an avid and staunch CCM member since then. You find that he's also convincing Tanzanians to vote for the president and not a candidate who just speaks blah, blah. And in that case, we are questioning the neutrality of the director of the elections, whether he is objective or not, because he has already shown he's the member of the ruling party, CCM.
Some people are expressing concern that the statement of accusations against the Tanzania Electoral Commission could undermine the country's peace and stability, as well as the credibility of the upcoming elections. And that is why it was important for Tundu Lissu to provide proof of his accusations. Do you think these criticisms are fair?
In one way, they can be fair. On the other way, they cannot be fair. He might not have sufficient proof to justify his statement. But if you judge his statement or his complaint based on the context or the circumstances, we can say his accusations are fair now, because for a long time we have been complaining that the returning officers, who are the appointees of the president? So if that's the case, it means the same person appointed by the sitting president is also the returning officer of the upcoming general election. In that case, we say there is a danger of being substandard or working under the orders of the incumbent president. And that's why we say this threatens the credibility and the fair decisions of the National Electoral Commission if the same people who are appointed by the president are the ones who will be running or will be managing all the issues related to the general election.
Do you think the Ethics Committee of the National Electoral Commission in Tanzania would be able to bar Tundu Lissu from participating in the election for these allegations?
Yes, in fact, even though he has given these serious allegations, but I don't think if they will be confident enough or they will have courage to bar him from contesting or from continuing with the campaign, because that will automatically bring chaos and disrupt the peace and tranquility of the nation. So with that sense, I think they will be a bit cautious or careful with any kind of decision that will be made against Lissu. So I don't think if they will be able or if they will be courageous to do that.